Declan, disappointing to be on the end of a one-point defeat after that performance today.
Yeah, really, the lads gave it everything. And, you know, we started a wee bit slow, maybe a bit tentative, and we picked up the red card. I mean, I didn't see it yet, but someone says that he just maybe left his foot out. If he did, then it's a red card, and we have to move on. But, you know, we were, what that breeze in the first half, Kerry were 1-5-3 up at that stage. But the lads showed good character. We got in at half-time, 1-8-8 down. And, you know, we asked for performance in the second half. We looked for courage, we looked for effort, we looked for commitment. And those boys gave it an abundance in the second half. And I thought they were magnificent. It's so disappointing to lose a game with that, you know, especially after the lads put in so much.
Yeah. It looked like a lot of times Donegal the extra man, because when we were down to 14, it seems like everybody upped the gear and pushed on and really tested Kerry today.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the character. I mean, as a manager and as a management team, that's all you can look for. And the lads really, really throw on. Okay, we made mistakes. We left gaps at the back at times. And, you know, Kerry punished us eventually, but I mean, we kept at it, we kept plugging, we got some brilliant scores in the second half, and from that point of view, you know, it's fairly positive. But, you know, moral victories are no good. There's no points on the board heading back up the long journey back up to Donegal. But, you know, we'll take plenty from the game, but as long as we learn and move on with a big match against Galway next Sunday.
A few yellow cards there again today. Would you put that down to maybe undisciplined and inexperienced by some of the lads?
Listen, I mean, those defenders were under a lot of pressure. I mean, against top quality forwards, you look at Clifford and you look at Paul Gainey and Sean O'Shea, outstanding footballers. And then, you know, maybe after spending 45 minutes running around after them, you have James O'Donnell to contend with. I know he pulled up early when he came in, but I mean, Kerry have a lot of quality going forward. And, you know, I can't fault them. I mean, the yellow cards come and the yellow cards, but yeah, maybe we have become more disciplined and maybe better in our tackling, but we're working towards that. And it's basically work in progress. But if we can learn, take away from this match and move on to Galway next week, which is going to be a really tough match for us.
You can take a lot of positives out of today's performance. So individually, to say Patrick McBrady again today, 10 points, you know, on his own. A lot of strong performance, individual performances from Donegal.
It was. Listen, I mean, I'm not that, you know, it's all about to me. It's about the squad. It's about the team. It's about building together. And it's great. Patrick's a real leader within that group there. Owen McNeil's come back in. Leo McLean. All those guys are real, real leaders. Hughie McFadden really put on a big, big shift. And all those guys put in. But it's all contributing to the team. And that's what we're looking for. And you know, Patrick McBrady's part of that team, and he works hard, and he's playing really well at the moment.
Galway are testing Tyrone very hard at the minute, so no easy game there either. We know what they've done the last time they met us, so a lot of work to do this week again.
Listen, I mean, probably just the Division 1. I mean, if you look at it, I think we'd won or maybe two at most that started in the Ireland final 3 years ago, 2014. And, you know, it's a very inexperienced side. But these lads will learn from games they got there, and the young lads coming off the bench like Stephen and Niall Adon and all contributed today. And listen, that's what it's all about. To me, it was a proper game of football, a proper game of Gaelic football, high scoring, some quality fielding, and some passion of bringing football. But from our point of view, being a team manager, you want a result. It's a result business, and we didn't get that result today. We'll take positives from it, but as long as we learn from those and move on and get ready for Galway next weekend.
A long run in the McKenna Cup too might have helped a lot of these young players get more game time under the belt and more experience within the proper setup.
Well, I wouldn't have fancied coming down here today if we hadn't those games, to be quite honest, because the intensity levels were fairly high, no doubt about it. And I know by chatting a lot of people that the in-house games down in Kerry are fairly high intensity stuff, and the quality of those are very, very good. So, you listen, they were up to speed, there's no doubt about it. And I felt our guys were at the pace of the game, definitely in the second half. And, you know, when we took the game to Kerry, there was some brilliant football. But as I say, ultimately, I felt we had the game maybe won twice and we threw it away. So maybe in terms of experience, it probably cost us. Okay, we probably can say the extra man cost us. It was difficult right, the extra man. But, you know, the lads put on a big, big shift, and you have to be happy with that.